Good morning and welcome to this October 20th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I am your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Cheryl, and soon to be joined by President Mandelman. Today's clerk is Victor Young, and I want to thank James Kawana from SFGov TV for making sure that this meeting is televised and available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes. Public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of October 28th, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is hearing to consider appointing 5 members, terms ending June 6, 2026, and 6 members, term ending June 6, 2027, to the Immigrant Rights Commission.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So we have 14 applicants and 11 seats. I know we have a lot of folks who are here this morning. So one, just want to thank everyone for being willing to serve. What we're going to do is call you up to speak about why you want to serve, and I'm going to go in order of how you are listed on today's agenda. And if you are here, please come up to the microphone. You have about 2 minutes to tell us about why you want to serve. And we will start with, and please forgive me if I mispronounce anyone's name, but is it Adubu Traore? No, not here. Okay. Then we have Asil Farah.
Hello, supervisors. My name is Asil Farah. I'm proud to stand before you as the first Yemeni American to serve on the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission. I want to thank the Almighty for bringing us here today and you, supervisors, for this opportunity. I take this position very seriously. I come from a war-torn country. I grew up in the Tenderloin. Father had to sell everything he had to bring my family and I into this country. This city gave us opportunity, and I've dedicated my life to giving back to it. I've worked with immigrant communities, both on the nonprofit and public sectors, always making sure our voices don't just get heard, but also drive action. In my current role as a planner and community liaison for the Tenderloin, I've had the opportunity to lead San Francisco's first neighborhood-wide participatory budgeting process, addressing key priorities like access to public space and culturally competent services for immigrant youth and families. I've also helped develop the Tenderloin Investment Blueprint, a first-of-its-kind resident-driven plan. On the commission, when I take on an action item, I make sure to follow through, whether it's something small like elevating a small business. And yes, please check out Yemen Kitchen at 219 Jones. Thank you, Chair Sauza. Or serving on the awards committee, I make sure to follow through. On the commission, I've always believed that we can't just react. We have to anticipate and be proactive. Before the travel ban was even announced, I organized a hearing and authored a resolution condemning any return of a discriminatory travel ban, which passed unanimously. A month later, when the administration rolled out its first travel ban, San Francisco was already on record, ready and united. I also work with our state legislation committee to support AB 91, the Middle Eastern North African Inclusion Act. Making San Francisco one of the first cities to publicly stand behind this historic step towards data equity and representation. The government recently signed this bill into law, which means that our Middle Eastern North African communities will finally be counted. I had more to say, but I do know we're on a timeline. Thank you so much, and looking for the opportunity to serve.
Thank you so much. Celine Canelli.
Good morning, Chair, and members of the Rules Committee. My name is Celine Kennelly. I am an Irish immigrant. I moved here in 1999, and I have had the honour and pleasure of serving on the Commission for 13 years. The Commission, I actually want to start by commending the Task Force on the Streamlining of Commissions for maintaining and upholding the Immigrant Rights Commission independent status. That decision gives our work the essential stability it needs to serve San Francisco's immigrant communities in the years ahead. So I just wanted to put that on the record. It has been my pleasure to serve on the Commission for quite some time. The work that we have done on the Commission over the past 13 years that I have served has very much been around, as Commissioner Farah mentioned, around diversity, around equity, and about making sure that our immigrant communities are represented and will continue to be represented. We are a small but mighty force within this city, and it has been my pleasure to be part of the Commission to make sure that their voices are heard. As we look to the coming, as we look back on the past 6 months and we look to the coming 3 years ahead, we are facing a particularly difficult time for our immigrant communities. And if given the opportunity to return to the Commission, I would be delighted to continue to bring the institutional knowledge and experience that I have. We have lived through one administration. We're in the middle of our second administration, or we're not, we're at the beginning of our second administration. And I look forward to bringing my experience with both from the Irish immigrant community, working with national bodies like the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform and the Irish Apostolate, and the work that we have done on the national level to support our communities and the local. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Jose Ng.
Good morning, Chair Warden, President Manderman, Vice Chair, Supervisor Scherer. My name is Jose Ng. I'm working at Chinese for Affirmative Action as an immigrant rights program manager and have been serving the San Francisco immigrant community for more than 8 years now. Today, I'm asking for your support for my reappointment to the Immigrant Rights Commissions. Over the past 2 years, I have had the honor of working alongside many of my fellow commissioners who are here today, our community partners and Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs, to address the challenge our immigrant community here face. Together, we have developed policy recommendations that strengthen San Francisco's response to federal immigration enforcement, as my colleague had mentioned, the travel ban resolution, and continue to improve our city's infrastructure to better respond to the needs of our immigrant community. This experience has deepened my understanding and commitment to advancing the systematic change, especially in implementing our city's language access ordinance so that all our residents can access our city services equally and respectfully, regardless of the language that they speak. I remain deeply dedicated to building a more just, equitable, and welcoming San Francisco for all, and I would be honored to continue serving as your representative on the Commission and keep advocating for the rights and voices of our immigrant community living in our city. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you so much. Kudrat Kintilis?
Good morning, Rules Committee. My name is Kudrat Chaudhry Kintilis, or Kudrat Kintilis, and I'm requesting reappointment to the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission along with a residency waiver. I'm the first South Asian ever to be appointed to the commission, and I'm honored to be here today. I moved to the U.S. in 2018 for an LLM in international law from the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy, Tufts University, and moved to San Francisco in August 2019. In the 6 years I've been here, I've spent all of them serving the city, 3 years with Women's March San Francisco, and the last three with Immigrant Rights Commission, along with my day job of working with asylum seekers and refugees. In my first term, I focused on three priorities. First, institutional leadership. Second, policy advocacy. And third, cultural representation. On the leadership front, I've served as the vice chair of the commission for 2 years, on the executive committee for two, on the Immigrant Leadership Awards Committee for all three, co-chairing it this year. Through these roles, I've helped shape the Commission's agenda, represented at different city events, and have also collaborated with fellow commissioners. On the policy front, I've authored and supported key statements reaffirming San Francisco's Sanctuary City policy, defending international students on F1 visas, supporting H-1B workers impacted by tech layoffs, and urging action to delay asylum office interviews. I also helped initiate a dialogue between IRC and USCIS San Francisco Field Office to build a collaborative relationship. This was, however, done before the new administration took over. This January, in partnership with OSEA and on behalf of IRC, I led a special hearing on San Francisco's preparedness for the new federal administration, bringing together 9 community members and organizations to plan a citywide response to shifting federal immigration policy. On the cultural front, I co-led the South Asian American Heritage Month proclamation with Supervisor Bilal Mahmood in the mayor's office, making San Francisco the first ever major U.S. city to recognize it through both legislative and executive action. That effort and visibility has had much expected ripple effects, like the Indian Restaurant Week's Diwali menu or the Diwali resolution that is being introduced tomorrow, which I also advised on. I believe that representation drives belonging, community trust, and economic growth. So in my second term, I will continue to keep strengthening Commission's responsiveness, ensure that we remain active, visible, and continue taking a stand on issues impacting immigrants in real life. I want immigrants to be a part of San Francisco's story, not just by being heard, but by also shaping how San Francisco functions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Laura Padilla.
Good morning, Board. My name is Laura Padilla, and I'm honored to be considered for appointment to the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission. I am a proud first-generation Latina, a longtime community organizer, and resident of D11, where I also work every day to support and uplift the immigrant and working-class families. Our district is home to a rich tapestry of communities from across the world, Latin America, the Philippines, China, Yemen, El Salvador, and many more. These families bring so much to our city, yet often their voices are left out of decision-making spaces. For over 15 years, I've worked in partnership with families, youth, schools, and community organizations to build programs, advocate for life-saving resources. My work has always been grounded in cultural humility, collaboration, and respect and deep love for my community. I understand the real impacts of immigration policy, not just on paper, but in the lives of our neighbors who are navigating fear, displacement, and systemic inequity. I also know the power of community and what's possible when we lead with care and accountability. If appointed, I will bring this lived experience, this commitment, and this vision to the Immigrant Rights Commission. I am dedicated to uplifting the voices of our most impacted communities and ensuring that San Francisco continues to be a place of dignity, justice, and opportunity for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Lucia Obregon.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Lucia Obregon, and I humbly ask for your support for my reappointment for the Immigrant Rights Commission. It has been an incredible honor to serve the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission. I am an immigrant from Guatemala. The United States has been my home for 24 years, and San Francisco has been my home for the past 14 years. It's the longest place I've ever been in. I'm a queer artist. I'm a singer in a band called Intimistica. I am the director of the San Francisco Latino Parity and Equity Coalition, and I am deeply proud to be an immigrant, and I'm proud to call this city my home. San Francisco is a place where people like me have been able to build a life, to find community, and to contribute to something larger than ourselves. Serving in this commission has been one of the most meaningful experiences of my life. It has allowed me to give back to the city that gave me opportunity, belonging, and purpose. I've been grateful to work along such a diverse group of commissioners and OSEA staff who represent many voices and issues that make San Francisco strong. Over the past 4 years, I've had the privilege of leading the Immigrant Leadership Awards, celebrating the remarkable achievements of immigrant leaders across the city, which is a true reflection of resilience, creativity, and contributions of our immigrant population. For me, this work embodies what makes San Francisco special. It's a place where immigrants can dream, create, and lead. My commitment is to continue protecting our sanctuary values, expanding equity in areas like health, housing, workforce, and community safety, and ensuring that every immigrant feel seen and supported and that they don't live in fear. Our voice is important, specifically at our time when our community is under attack. This is my way of giving back to my city and to my community, and I thank you for the opportunity to serve once again and for considering my reappointment to the Immigrant Rights Commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Mario Paz.
Good morning, Supervisor Walton, Supervisor Mandelman, and Cheryl. Thank you for your consideration and my reappointment to the Immigrant Rights Commission. I'd first like to lend my support to all my fellow commissioners. They have been great leaders. They have been great champions in really uplifting the voices of our immigrant communities. So please reconsider reappointment. It's been an honor to serve with all of them. I have given my life's work to basically honoring my family who are immigrants from El Salvador, who came here for a better life to really and made multiple sacrifices to make sure our family had a better life and give us a better future. And that's always been the issue for all our immigrants here in San Francisco. My parents love San Francisco. They're great. They worked hard day in and day out. And I try to honor them each and every day in my work as the executive director of Good Samaritan, who serves immigrant families. As a commissioner, I've tried in the last few years to make sure that we uphold our sanctuary policies, that we uphold the true values of San Francisco. We work closely with your office, Supervisor Walton, to make sure we strengthen the language access ordinance, to make sure that all of our immigrants have access, that language is never a barrier to access city services in San Francisco. And to be very frank, we're facing very dark times right now, and it's been a really tough year for all of us on the commission, as week after week we monitor the multiple legislations that are really dismantling our immigration system in a way that's xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and really eliminating due process for those who have come to this country simply to search for a better life. So our work is really, really important at this time, and I promise you that I will continue to work hard each and every day to uplift these voices, to make sure that we continue to be the city that leads the nation in recognizing and celebrating our immigrant communities. So I thank you for your consideration for my reappointment. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy Getorto? No, Nancy. Salmon Shaikh. And again, please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Samim Sheikh, and I'm expressing my strong interest in being appointed onto the Immigrant Rights Commission. I've been working as a community organizer for several years, and I'm a co-chair for the Yasin Women's Committee that benefits residents of San Francisco and San Mateo. I have been actively involved in mobilizing community members, building coalitions, and working to address community needs, connecting people with resources, and developing initiatives that benefit the community. My responsibilities include planning projects, events, and facilitating meetings. As an immigrant myself, I believe it is important to recognize and understand the diversity in immigrant communities. The diversity within countries of origin and the reasons for immigration, as well as the immense challenges that immigrant communities face. I have an undergraduate degree in international relations, and my research was primarily focused on the driving forces that create immigrants and refugees, as well as possible solutions to counteract the worldwide rising tide of immigration and refugees. I will bring my experiences to the table and work with peers to address the issues that immigrants and refugees face in San Francisco. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sarah Souza.
Hi, good morning, members of the Rules Committee, Chair Walton, Board President Mandelman, and Vice Chair Cheryl. I'm a DACA recipient and have the honor to serve on the Immigrant Rights Commission since 2021 after the passage of Commissions for All Proposition C, which allowed all San Franciscans to have a seat at the table regardless of their immigration status. And since then, I've been advocating for racial and economic justice issues, ensuring that we are focused on language access, quality of life, and truly enhancing the quality of life of our immigrant communities, who are often the target And, you know, we have to ensure that we are humanizing them, that we're changing the narrative, but continue to ensure that there is representation. So I please ask you to consider my reappointment to continue the work. I'm so honored to serve as the chair currently. And also want to ask for your consideration of my colleague, Jessie Ruiz, who is not on the list, but she does represent the transgender community, which is so foundational now, especially now, to have LGBTQ plus representation. And my colleagues, Jose Ng, Celine Canelli, Kudra Chaudhry, Asil Farah, Mario Paz, Lucia Obregon, and also Adubo Traore, who represents the African immigrant community. So thank you so much for your consideration, and I look forward to you know, being reappointed and continuing this important work. Thank you.
Thank you. I do believe Adubo Traore walked in.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Adubo Traore. I was born and raised in the Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire. And to be honest, I can't even believe that I'm standing here, you know, in front of you, because it's an honor, you know, to have the opportunity to join, you know, so many people that I've been looking up to, you know, for so many years. As I said, my story started in the Ivory Coast, and the day the Fulbright Commission called me, not only did they tell me that I was a recipient of a Fulbright scholarship, but they also told me that I was coming to San Francisco. And back then, I didn't really know that, you know, 25 years after I was still being in San Francisco. And I think that, you know, there's so many highly representative, you know, people here, and for me, it will be an honor, you know, to join them, not only for the sake of representativity, but also, you know, to have the opportunity to learn. Because I founded the African Advocacy Network, and I'm sure some of you have seen me standing here for so many years, and I think that, you know, the time has come, you know, particularly in these difficult days, that, you know, we unite our forces and we make sure that, you know, all communities, you know, well represented, you know, can tell their immigrant stories, and as well as, you know, unite their forces, you know, to fight together against, you know, what's going on now. So I'll be honored and humbled, you know, to have your support, and allow me to join the Immigrant Rights Commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Rivas, I don't know if you had any words or anything you wanted to share. Nope. Just didn't want you to feel like we didn't know you were here. And thank
no,
you so
I just much. I just want to thank you, Chair Walton, President Mendelman, and Vice Chair Cheryl, for your time today. As you can see, all the speakers today, all those who expressed interest in the Immigrant Rights Commission, expressed interest not only because of their own personal journey or their own history, but they really care about San Franciscans. And I think I just want to uplift that and also just speak to the moment that we're in and how crucial it is for us to have a commission that represents San Franciscans. So thank you for your time and the consideration.
Thank you, Director Rivas. And I do just want to, again, say thank you so much for everyone who is here willing to serve. We know that this has been a trying year for our immigrant communities. It almost feels like these last few months have been like a couple of years. And so I just appreciate the work, you standing in for our immigrant communities. I know we fought very hard to have representation on the commission with Prop C, and your work at this point is more important now than I think it has been, at least in recent history. And so I want to appreciate everyone for being willing to serve. Supervisor Mendelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I just want to echo that. I know many of these folks. I think we're super fortunate in having such a high quality group of people who want to serve the city and county of San Francisco. So I want to thank them for their service and their interest in serving.
Thank you so much. Seeing no other comments from colleagues, we will call for public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this matter? There are no speakers for this matter.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. And Mr. Clerk, I would like to make a motion that will also include a continuance of seat one. So do I need to, can I make that motion all together? Okay, so I want
to, I move. I don't think you need to make a motion to continue seat one and two. Okay. Just don't make an appointment to those seats.
Got it. Perfect. So I would like to move that we appoint Hans Howe to seat two, Kudrat Kantilis to seat three with the residency waiver.
Could you repeat that name, please?
Kudrat Kantilis, and I probably
seat three.
Correct. With the residency waiver. Mm-hmm. Asil Farah for seat four. Laura Padilla for seat five. Mario Paz for seat six with the residency waiver. Celine Canelli for seat seven. Yupak Ung, Jose Ung for seat eight. Adobu Chori for seat nine with the residency waiver. Sarah Souza for seat 10. And Lucia Obregon for seat 11.
I just want to confirm the seat nine was Adobo for seat nine, residency waiver.
Correct.
Yes. I have the list.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. And on that motion?
And there's no appointment for seat number one at this time.
At this time, correct.
Yes. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being willing to serve, particularly during this trying time. We appreciate each and every one of you. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items before us today?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.